This is CliffCentral.com.
Summer, summer, summertime.
Mub says this has put her in a good mood.
Excellent mood.
Yes.
It's so 90s. I love it.
Oh, listen, before we get Justice in here, I've got a list of the 20th.
I like the 20th things.
Glad it doesn't happen to me.
The most annoying and catchy songs of all time. Do you want to hear them?
Yeah.
I thought just for fun, we'll mess around with this since we're playing with 90s music anyway. So here they are. All right. Listen up,
here's the story. Sometimes a song just crawls into your head and you can't get it out. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. Welcome to WatchMojo.com, and today we're counting down our picks for the top 10 annoyingly catchy songs.
This, I remember that.
We chose our entries based on a mix of their
shut up, honey.
One on
Let's
the Billboard Hot.
Here we go.
Let's early go XEX it. Wormed its way into the heads of audiences after peaking at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 in 2014.
I'm so fancy. Yeah, that's catchy. You already know I'm in the fast
lane. From LA to Tokyo. Fancy was overplayed on radios around the world, eventually claiming the title of Song of the Summer by Billboard. It's notable that, unlike many songs on this list, the tune was received with critical acclaim.
What's next?
Number 9. Oh. Tub Thumping, Chumbawamba.
Hey.
Yeah.
You knew this one would be here. Chumbawamba's most successful single to from getting knocked down and getting back up.
She irritates me, but the songs are good.
Right, Chumbawamba.
Next. Come on, let's move along, honey. We don't need to sit here all day.
Once upon a time, a few mistakes ago. Number 8. I Knew You Were Trouble, Taylor Swift.
I knew you were trouble, yeah. You walked in.
Whenever I listen to the song, I hear
number
the
seven,
goat version.
All About That Bass, Meghan Trainor. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. This explosive track was released in the summer of 2000.
Yeah, that's pretty catchy.
Number 6, Girlfriend, Avril Lavigne.
Wow. Yeah, yeah, I know that you like me.
No way, no way. No, it's not a secret. Oh, look.
All right, thank you. I need to hear her.
Number 5. Mbop, Hanson. These boys sure know how to make an appearance. Mbop was Hanson's debut single in 1990.
Shut up.
Number 4. Dragostea Dinte, Ozone.
I always wondered what this song was called.
This song by its original title,
no.
As it's better known as the Numa Numa song. She said, oh,
you be it, I do. That's catchy as hell.
If you don't
right?
actually know what the lyrics are, it doesn't really matter, cause it's fun to make up your own.
Okay, that's nice. Let's go next.
Number 3, Barbie Girl. Aqua. Come on, Barbie, let's go
party. I'm a Barbie girl. All right, that'll work too. We don't need to hear too much of that. We'll lose our minds.
Number 2, Blue Dabba D, Eiffel 65.
Yes, I haven't heard this in years. Wow.
Before we unveil our top pick, here are a few honorable mentions.
Amanda's loving this. A little bit of Mary all night long. A little bit of Jessica, here I am. A little bit of you makes me your man. Let it go, let it go.
Oh, some parents' heads just exploded. Let it go. What the fuck say?
What an irritating song.
Number 1. one. Call me maybe. Oh, no. Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah, she deserves an honorable mention.
Performed by Canadian pop star Carly Rae Jepsen, was being played on anything that could stream music in 2011. Hey, I just met you.
I like that. That's cool. All right, there we go. There's your little countdown for this morning. Brought to you by the dead Casey Kasem.
Oh, boy. Still going, huh?
He's dead but buried, is he?
Well, he's...
Do we know?
In fact, we are not sure. I think part of him is in Norway. Part of him is still traveling around with his wife. Who knows?
We'll find an update. We'll get an update.
Right now, though, it is time to turn our attention to important things, including Justice Malala and the burning platform, which is powered by Nando's. That's right. Every single week, and usually on a Thursday, we get to check in with Justice, find out what the big stories of the week are, and find out what he thinks of them. So, Justice, good morning. How are you? Is Justice there? Is he on the phone? He's not there at all. Oi, Amanda, talk to me. I don't know what's going on. She's busy like, what's happening?
No, he's not ready yet.
Oh, yeah. All right. So tell Justice when he's done his hair and makeup, then we'll be right here, okay? Oi.
Well, do you want to get, since we're on the notes, let's get look into some quick political news. For someone who's now on the roll, she's speaking out a lot these days, and that's presidential hopeful Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma. And she's spoken out on what she wants to place, really, as her priorities for her presidential bid. And those are skills development and education.
Why are we even listening to her? Hang on, Sia.
She's
are
now
you taking this
out.
Serious? Yeah, but so what? Come on.
Let's see.
This woman was a disaster at the AU. A disaster. Mm. The rest of the African continent couldn't wait for her to leave.
But she's on the roll now. Who knows? Who freaking knows? She was speaking at the Gordon Institute of Business Science recently this week, and she has dismissed claims that her bid to succeed the current president, Jacob Zuma, is a strategy aimed at protecting him from prosecution.
Yeah, she has to dismiss those kinds of things because everyone is looking at her and they're questioning a whole lot of things, and they're thinking, we don't really know how much we can trust you.
Aye, but like,
not
don't
a
you
lot
dare
at
say
all.
That because
oh, come on.
She says it's offensive to even suggest that right now.
I love this speech by her that it's all about just women. Right?
Is cementing her place in the African National Congress succession race. Dlamini Zuma delivered the keynote address at a church service in Kutsong, which focused on women in leadership. The theme coincides with the ANC Women's League campaign to have Dlamini Zuma become the party.
I suppose it's the last day of Women's Month, so let's make a fuss. Here it is. Listen to this.
It's song and dance, praise and worship, and the common phrase, women must lead. A sentiment fully backed by Dlamini Zuma.
We also say
we
want an Africa that we should have women presidents. Right now, we have one.
Was a Liberia.
From Liberia.
Ito term yakhe iyaphela ngo October this year.
Her term is ending in October this year. Which will mean that we are going back where it's only men who are leading. We're encouraging all the countries in Africa that even women should be encouraged to take the position of being president.
Wow, how convenient that you happen to be there and you happen to be running for president. And... you're a woman! Wow, that's convenient. Oh, it's such a great speech. If it were about women, why don't you say, you know, there's Sis Baleka, she's also keen. There's Sis Lindiwe, she's quite keen. But no, you don't mention them.
But you know, she still hasn't officially said, I want to run for president.
Right, because she's still got time to run. And by that I mean run away.
Like, I don't get it. Even speaking at Gibbs this week, she didn't say that she's officially running, but she didn't deny it either.
But our politicians don't really make things official in that way. I mean, I feel like you've been watching a lot of Scandal. And
see, we need that. I need a press conference podium flanked by, you know, security.
No, this isn't
a red tie situation.
Because Hazana Dlamini Zuma doesn't have Olivia Pope running her campaign. So our politicians don't really declare those kinds of things.
No,
not really.
They duck, they dive, they pretend they're not going for it. They pretend to be all humble, like, oh, no, if the ANC calls on me, then I'll do it.
Mm.
Police.
So when can we ever expect an official statement? Is that after
the
elections
more,
in December?
She needs to be more like Cersei Lannister or the Khaleesi. So, yeah, I want that Iron Throne.
Sure.
Huh?
Cersei is terrifying.
She's bloody scary. And the plotting and conniving. I can't believe I have to wait 500 and something days for the next episode.
538,600
minutes. How does it go? What is that from?
Seasons of Love.
Oh, my God.
Will.
She does look a little bit like the Queen of England.
Who?
Nkosazana Zuma.
Oh, okay.
Where exactly? Please do
she
explain.
She does. They've got the same sort of face. They really do. They look very similar. Maybe it's just me.
Wait, Lizzie
yeah, Nkosazana. She looks similar to Lizzie. Something about her.
Lisbeth.
No. Hi, Lisbeth. She does. She looks like the queen. I mean, there's something about like the smile or like that deadpan face of hers. I don't know what it is.
Do you know when you now Google Queen Elizabeth pictures, those pictures of
Donald Trump.
Trump's face on Queen. I don't know why that's a top result.
I love that. Oh, I love that. All right. While we is no luck with justice. For God's sake. Really? All right, well, I haven't heard from him on my side, so let's just keep trying. Here's a good song, Mubs, for all the kids to remember.
Thank you for watching.
Okay, shut up. Get on with it. Here it is. Listen to this. This is important. Are you ready, kids?
Uh-oh.
Walking to school. One day when I was walking to school. One day, a stranger asked me, "Hey, what's your name?
Uh-oh.
Hey, what's your name?
Uh-oh.
Hey, what's your name?"
Uh-oh.
A stranger asked me, "Hey, what's your name? Hey, what's your name?" They asked.
Uh-huh.
I didn't answer. I walked away.
I walked away.
I didn't answer.
Aren't you glad that that's how the song goes? And not
I was expecting
I told
a plot
the
twist.
Stranger, my name was Gray. He took me away. Aren't you glad? Because this song could have gone horribly wrong, right?
Walked away instead. Stranger danger, that is the truth. Don't talk to strangers that talk to you. Stranger danger, hear what I say. Stay with your friends and just walk away. One day when I was home at my house.
Home at my house. Home at my house, right?
One day when I was home at my house. Home at my house one day.
Right.
A stranger came and knocked on my door. Knocked on my door. Knocked on my door. A stranger came and knocked on my door. Knocked on my door one day.
Yes.
I didn't answer. I walked away.
I let him stay. Imagine if it had gone like that. I went and answered and let him stay.
Yeah.
See, it's not going.
No.
I would not have written the right song.
Maybe just a tad bit.
Answer. I walked away. I walked away instead.
Okay.
Stranger danger, that is the truth.
Right.
Don't talk to strangers that talk to you. Stranger danger, hear what I say. Stay with your friends and just walk away. Now repeat after me.
Okay.
When I say stranger, you say danger.
Danger.
Okay.
Stranger danger.
Danger.
Stranger danger.
Danger.
I say stranger, you say danger.
Danger.
Stranger
danger.
Stranger
danger.
Talk to strangers. No. Do we walk with strangers?
We used to have songs like this at school, did you?
Yeah.
Something about like don't talk to strangers or get into their car.
Yes,
that one.
I can't remember how it goes now, but it was kind of a bit of a strange song. I mean, like I wasn't entirely okay with it. Something like don't talk to the stranger or get into their car. They will abuse you or something. Woo! Like that.
Oh,
like straight
damn.
To the kill, you know? Yes, sis. It was hectic.
Do you know, I was remembering the other day, actually, that we had a lot of singing at preschool, and particularly because we had, like, youngish teachers. They were, now that I think back at it, like mid-20s. And they would make us sing their favorite songs, like, just for their entertainment. And I think that's sort of like child...
It's a bit abusive, yeah.
We learned the lines of Whitney Houston's It's Not Right,
Listen,
but it's okay.
While we're waiting for justice, I can see Rory Sang is waiting outside. Let's bring her in. I'll just sit and talk to her a little bit. I'm not gonna sit here pad until we find out the location of Justice Malala.
Wherever he is on this planet Earth.
Yeah. Bring Rory Sung in. Let's talk to her. We'll get to justice when we get to him. All right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Amanda. Bring Rory Sung in, please. Let's talk to this princess. I love her. She's so great.
Full of life this morning.
She's
already.
Awesome. She's just so full of... I love her. She's great. So the reason that we want to talk to her is because it's a brand new day and it's also the last day of August. And we thought, well, let's bring Rory Sung in. I took a picture with her. She's got this huge afro. And I took a picture at the launch that we did the other day, and I was hiding behind her afro, and it was basically just her in the picture. And I said, a picture of me with Rory Sung.
Somewhere in the equation.
How are you, gorgeous?
Hello.
Come have a seat. Sit down. Make
so
your,
full of energy.
Make your bad self comfortable.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I'm sorry. What? The pussy is what?
The what?
No, that's what I heard.
That's not even me.
Rory Sung.
What is she saying?
Rory Sung.
Oh my God, no. It's Instagram, guys. I swear.
Yo. All right.
That is not a way to come in the morning.
Let's start this again and pretend that never happened. Brand New Day is all about life hacks that help people to live a more balanced, healthy, and fulfilled life. It's powered by Kellogg's All Brand, and we thought we would talk to some interesting people around their everyday well-being, how they're achieving this in their day-to-day life. And one of them is Rory Sung Tandekiso.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, I mean, we know you from singing, from television, mm-hmm. from all kinds of other places too. You kicked off your career on Yo TV all those years ago. You were a child star.
I'm a child star.
Sure. Are you psychologically?
We hate it when people say that, but it is what it is.
Are you psychologically okay?
I'm perfectly fine. I'm one of those.
Some of those child stars, they spin out.
They become Why do you hate it? Why do we hate being called child stars? Because you kind of stay a child. Because it takes long for people to recognize that I'm actually not 16. It takes a long time. But I was lucky with the music because the music kind of helped me.
What a pleasure, though, to be always considered younger than you really are.
Not always. If
people still think you're 16, that's great.
No,
yeah.
I think people still think I'm in varsity. Maybe because I'm short. I don't know. It's just like
because you look young and fantastic.
That's great. That's another way of looking at it.
Because you eat right in the morning and you do a bit of exercise and you're looking fantastic. But you have to on TV, right? There's huge pressure. If you don't look great on TV, they will fire ass.
Really quickly. Really, really quickly. In fact, it's standard. It's what we do.
How's it going on Zansi Insider?
It's absolutely fun. We're currently doing a presenter search, so I'm traveling across South Africa every weekend. We're in Polokwane last weekend. This weekend we're in Durban.
A new presenter. They're going to replace you?
No, they're not replacing me.
I was going to say, how could they do that?
What?
That's so cruel.
Start the show.
Can you imagine being so cruel and making someone choose their own replacement?
Yeah, no, that would be a mind.
No, I have a co-host, but Kat left to do E! Entertainment. He's the first face of E! Entertainment Africa, so we're getting a replacement for him.
Okay.
So traveling around, it's quite fun.
So you should really just choose someone who you like. It shouldn't have anything to do with anyone else.
You know what I mean? Just
so like that you can have some chemistry with them.
Yeah, well, hopefully. I mean, we're seeing great talent, and I applaud them for going out to look for new talent, people we haven't seen before.
But what I like about you is you're not just one of these people who does a little bit of TV and singing and, you know, wants to be famous.
No.
You actually went to... Where was it? Washington?
Yes.
Yeah, you were at the Global Young Leaders Summit in 2008. I mean, it's a long time ago, but this is something.
Yeah.
And you were ranked third out of 400 representatives from around the globe.
Yeah.
Representing.
That was a life-changing moment. Mm. I think for me, I hardly slept in the 2 months because I quickly realized when we got there that our education system is slightly different. So I was playing catch up most of the time. We were basically emulating what you call this, United Nations. So we would have debates every day. We would have senators come in and do talks, and we would have to discuss.
You had to be on your toes, huh?
Yeah. So I would sit up in the middle of the night and just research and read and just try to be on par. And I did not think I would be sitting in the top three, let alone the top 50, because out of the 50, they choose one representative to represent the group of 50. And that's how you get there. And then from there, you kind of get isolated from the rest of the group. You do reports. I got into an interview, and I think I was a troublemaker because when I arrived, they gave me the old South African flag.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And we had to walk on stage greeting everybody. I was like, yeah, not doing that. That's not going to happen.
The old flag.
They
just didn't know they were.
I just think
uninformed.
It was like an oversight from some, yeah.
They
so
don't
I was
care.
Just like, yeah,
they don't care
it
about
like,
what's happened here since '94. Like the. Even at the UN, they probably still use the old one.
So I was like, not going to happen. In our rounds and interviews, they asked me what I thought about the program. I was like, this is American propaganda. You guys have told us ever since we've been here how horrible Africa is and how amazing America is. Uh-huh. And I don't agree. I don't agree. And I think that's what probably made them notice me and I moved up the ranks. Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you have to be a little controversial.
Yeah.
You know,
and tell
honest.
The truth.
Yeah,
yeah
honest.
And tell the truth.
So tell me, because we all want to know the truth, how do you stay looking so young that people think you're 16? How do you keep yourself in shape for television? And what kind of a routine do you have?
I think I struggled, Gareth. If I sat here and I said, oh my gosh, I've got it all figured out. It's an absolute lie. We had crazy call times. I mean, I'm here every Saturday at like 4 o'clock in the morning downstairs shooting Mzansi Insider. And then breakfast becomes like an afterthought. So I had to be very, very strict with myself. I gained a lot of weight during my OTV varsity years because then I lived alone. There was no one really, you know, you just grab varsity food, whatever you can grab. And then I was pretending like there's no pressures for TV. And then you start realizing, and it's not pressure because you have to always look perfect. It's because you work with stylists and clothes becomes, because I don't dress myself on television. There's somebody else dressing me. So I don't have the luxury of, you know, picking what I want to wear and what's comfortable to me. You always have to sort of fit into what is set out.
And what if they choose things that aren't flattering and, you know?
And that's where it came in, where it's just like, it can't be possible that they're choosing things that are not flattering to me every single week.
In other words, it's your body.
It's my body. That means I'm not taking care of myself. And I think that was my wake-up call. And I started putting a little bit of effort. Gym was the first point of contact, I guess. And then healthy lifestyle. You know, I come from a background where eating magwinya in the morning is okay. Standard. Let's go, you know. As great as it is not necessarily the most healthiest thing for you to do. I also spend time in Nigeria where breakfast is a foreign concept. You know, you eat gari in the morning, you eat jollof, rice, beans. So that time as well kind of messed up my system in terms of what healthy eating is. So I had to be a lot stricter. So coming back to SA, I was just like, yo, I got to get my life.
What were you doing in Nigeria?
I was working. I used to do Good Morning Africa. Mm-hmm. And then there was a channel that we started that side. It's called PRTV. So I had to be based that side for a while.
How long was that?
Yeah, I was in and out of Nigeria for a good 2-3 years.
Wow. But that's fascinating.
That was amazing. Best time of my life. Yeah, that was really the culture, the food, places, language was great. It was really, really great. Yeah, I speak a bit of pidgin now.
Do you?
Say, oh, okay.
Not like that now. You must talk now. Correct.
So if I ask you about your breakfast, can you answer in like pidgin?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to say to you, if I gave you this box of All Bran, what would you mix with it?
All Brands now. All Brands is a good product, firstly. I must put it there. What shall I mix? I take small... See, it's very good with fiber.
Fiber, yeah.
So fiber is very important in the morning. I didn't take it.
Fruit.
Maybe put... See, for me, I like banana. Abi?
Oh, banana.
Or, yeah. What? I can take banana or I can take plantain.
What about yams? Yams. They eat yams.
No, I can't eat yam with all brands now. Now, two different. Yam is dinner. It's too heavy for the morning, but all brands will be perfect for the morning. I did take put a bit of soya milk. Chop plantain or banana. Keep it simple. For me, I don't like too much things in my one meal. Keep it simple.
Does it help if you can do that in Nigeria? Like people communicate much quicker and you get what you need?
Oh, yes. I think I was like, no, I will speak. Yeah. And then I was just like, and then you get to the airport and you're just like, Baba, I beg now. I want my luggage. You know what I mean? You're just like, bro, so I did late. Give me my baggage. You know, you just learn. Just like, listen. When in Rome, do what the Romans do. When in Nigeria, speak pidgin. It helps.
Let me ask you something. Is that something that is appreciated, the fact that you're putting them in the effort to try and sound like them? Or is it seen as, like, stop mocking me, stop making fun of the way I sound?
I think South Africans, because when we think Nigeria, we put the O, that then is mocking. But if I did speak proper pidgin, I speak proper pidgin. I'm talking. There's a difference.
My brother. When we do that.
You guys do that all the time. For me, it's like, yo, I did hungry. Make you make me chop now. So I'm speaking.
Make me chop. Yes.
Yeah, make me food.
So good.
Yeah. So it's. I think it's slightly different.
What's happening with Touch HD? How are you doing there?
It's so much fun.
What's going on?
It's. I'm moving to 10 to 12, by myself. They're splitting me from REA.
Oh,
we had like a little moment yesterday. So he's gonna have his own show and I'll have my own. In the morning from 10 to 12. Exciting times. I think it's been a growth experience. Online radio is not easy. And I think I'm used to your more commercial spaces where the viewers are just there.
you gotta
build that loyalty, you gotta build credibility, make people, it's appointment listening, people come in for you. And I respect that. It's humbling to see people do that.
So what's next in your schedule of things that you want to conquer?
Well, I'm gonna
you
be
don't
like
seem like the kind of girl who just goes through life. You make life happen.
No, first of all, I'm gonna have like a bomb body, just putting it out there.
Hey now,
can't wait
soon.
For that. Nice.
Hey now,
and I have a bomb body later on in this year because I'm like on this healthy
right
path. But other than that, the music is coming back next year.
Oh good.
With the band. Hopefully.
It's been a while.
It's been a minute. Yikes. I mean, remember we had like stress. We broke up with like Soul Candy and then we had to find something. Then we fired two members.
It was Mozart, right?
We need a timeout a little bit. But I think that on the music front, everybody can expect something there. And for me, just exploring a little bit more of radio and television. I think I've been on S1 for a while. It would be interesting to see what other spaces are available for me.
Would you, if you were that girl from was PE who got the 14 million in her account, would you have spent it or would you have gone, the bank needs to know about this? Oh, she spent 800,000.
I can only answer that in pidgin.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, please. I was actually going to ask you to 14 please.
Million, they enter my bank account. Gareth.
Yeah?
How much?
14 million.
Now 14 million, they enter my account. Mm-hmm. I will call Bill Gates to celebrate with me. I will call my mama, my papa, my aunties, my everybody. Go back to the village. Celebrate. I won't touch the money. I just want them to see the sleep. Celebrate. Make I come back to South Africa. Spend the money. Say, Baba God, today you have chosen me. Will I fight it? No. Will I disagree? No.
Thank you.
Will I say it's not mine? If Baba God self give it to me, I will rejoice. How I will spend it, I cannot answer it. I know that I will rejoice. It's the most important thing. Yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
That's the only thing I do. I spend my money.
It's a blessing.
I'll just be like, what?
Okay.
God chose me.
Hallelujah.
How am I fighting this?
Hallelujah.
Tell me, what's for you like the most self-indulgent thing that you do? I mean, is there something that you do when you've had a really rough week and you feel like it's time to treat myself now?
Shoes and ice cream. If I'm having a bad day, shoes and ice cream. Usually both, or sometimes depending on the budget, I'll just do the ice cream. But shoes. I've got a lot of shoes.
Would you have a place where you store all of these?
Actually, my mom was like, when I moved into my place, when I bought my place, she's like, you live alone. Why do you like want? I was like, the other bedroom is a cupboard.
Okay.
Yes.
What kind of shoes are we talking about?
All kinds. I'm a sneakerhead. Yeah. I really don't like heels. So I look for anything else other than that. There's a perception that all girls want to like walk in heels.
Okay,
I don't.
So the reason I ask where you store this is because a lot of people that I know who are obsessed with sneakers, like you and me, we keep them in the boxes.
They got to be in the box.
Right? And then you label the box.
You got and colors as well. Because I mean, don't mix the Nikes with the, just order.
Keep order and discipline.
Order and discipline. And then also just like I put the new ones at the top because everybody must have a chance. You know what I mean? Everybody's got a
rotation.
Rotation. Okay. Yeah, because it's got to be fair. Yeah. So right. if it's not, then yeah. But there's nothing more I feel like bumping into a pair of shoes that I forgot I had. It's like, you exist? Where have you been all my life? It's the most exciting thing. It's like when you like find like 100 rand notes in your jean that you didn't know. Yes. Even if you don't need it, you're just like, yes, best I have feeling. Money. It's the same feeling. I love shoes and ice cream.
All right, so just go back for a second to breakfast. So when you eat in the morning, are you one of those people who's disciplined about it? Like you wake up at the same time every day and this is your thing, or is it just as you wake up?
Unfortunately, because of the work that we do, I can never have a set routine like that because of call times. They just like mess our lives around. But what I do is I meal prep. So what I'll do is if I know that I've got a hectic day, actually I've got my lunch tin here, like where I have, like I'll put my old brands in there for breakfast, and then I'll pack lunch.
You have a scuff tin?
Yeah, the scuff tin is so cute. It says, show me your kitties, because I have two cats, so I can actually show people my kitties.
And you make this at work, you'll actually go there and you'll pour the milk.
Yeah, I'll pour the milk and I'll be just like, yo, what's up? How you guys? Morning, how are you? But I'm eating. I've got to make an extra effort because of the schedule. If I don't, then it's a problem. Like now I said, we're traveling around South Africa. Yeah. It's me and my scuffteen man.
Right. And if you don't prepare that, you're going to eat something that's bad for you.
That's the only way. And I think it becomes a lifestyle. The more you do it, the more I don't even think about it anymore. It's not an effort. I'm not like, oh, I got to wake up extra early to pack lunch or pack breakfast or whatever the case may be. It's just, it's what I do. And because it's that easy now, I don't feel it at all. I know that in the beginning it's hard. And I used to hate bird food.
Mm.
I used to call it bird food.
Yeah.
Bird food, yeah.
Yeah, anything that you can put on the ground and birds can eat, I probably was not going to eat.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a mind shift. It's understanding what you need.
You really have two cats?
I do. I have Mr. Darcy and Mr. Bingley.
Wow, what English names are these?
Mr. Darcy and Mr.
Is that from
Mr.
Pride
Bingley.
And Prejudice or something?
Yeah, it was used to be my favorite movie, so I decided my
really?
Cats. Really? Okay, I don't think
you are good with accents.
I am absolutely horrible. That was the wrong accent, though. Was it?
Mr. Darcy.
Mr. Darcy. My best friend is Mr. Bingley. So I'll have Mr. Darcy and Mr. Bingley. Absolutely love them. They're so fuzzy.
No, you're pretty
irritated
good
me
accents.
A lot
what
this
other accents
morning.
Can you do?
That's pretty much it. Oh, I have an Afrikaans one that just come up out of nowhere. That's when I'm really nervous and I never know what to do, or I'm really excited and I do it. It irritates my presenters when I do it because it just come out. I never know how to do it. I never know how to stop it. It ought to happen.
All right. Do you have any tips for Sia? He eats the most terrible food.
Ooh, girl.
He goes
girl.
Off some mornings.
It's these thin people. Absolutely hate you guys.
Well, he's got this super fast metabolism, so I don't think he'll ever get fat. But he goes off. He buys horrible takeaway fast food stuff early in the morning.
So you eat plastic?
Totally.
Mm. And don't be that guy.
He doesn't eat meat, so he's very particular. Like, he doesn't eat meat, but he also doesn't really like veggies.
Yeah, no.
What do you eat?
Exactly.
Cake.
Cake?
Can you imagine?
Cake
is great.
No, choose yourself. And I think, you know what the problem is? It's us, your bigger bodied people, who want to stay in our ways, and then it's people like you who have a great metabolism that works, that we fall, you know, prior to actually health ills, because you're not taking care of yourself. Because you look good doesn't necessarily mean you are healthy. You know, we did this course where they were teaching us that there's some girl, she was like a size 28, she had high cholesterol. I was like, what's wrong with you?
Yes, a 28.
Yeah, she's like a tiny look. I'm like, high cholesterol. I was like, you look great, you look beach ready. So it's making the decision to take care of your health and the stuff that you don't see.
I heard a horrible statistic the other day. I heard that about half of South African women are likely to develop or already have type 2 diabetes.
Oh no.
That's crazy. And that's what we eat.
Yeah, it's that's all the diet. Sugar, right?
It's the diet. It's
that's
the,
not good.
It's the grease, it's the sugar, it's all the stuff. And sometimes we don't see it because we still look bomb. But inside, your body is like
screaming,
screaming for help. So maybe think of it like that.
Yeah, I know. You know, like someone gave me this analogy a while ago, and I really think it's so on point, where they said taking care of your body is an investment.
Yeah.
You know, it's these slow little changes that you make every single day. Yeah. And you might not see the benefits or the changes today, but in the long run, it's absolutely important.
And it's the opposite. If you invest in it badly, you'll reap what you sow. I think
you sound like you've really got your shit together, if you don't mind my saying.
I hope I do.
Does that mean that you are one of those people who's also very very disciplined, very thoughtful when it comes to money?
I've had to be.
Yeah.
I've had to be. I think I started working really, really young, which meant large sum of money coming in. You know, would get emceeing gigs as your TV presenters, or you'd just get money when the rest of your friends are not getting money. So I think a lot of my first half of working, I kind of blew a lot of my money. And I also come from a background where financially we were not strong. So that was a wake-up call for me. I started working at 15 because of that. Mm. I used to waitress on Fridays, do double shifts on Saturdays, and do double shifts on Sundays.
And most of that money wouldn't even be yours.
No.
Right.
That would be so that me and my sister have taxi fare, or I can give my mom a bit of relief. I used to do a lot of debating and public speaking, and that required us to school trips all the time. Yeah. And I knew that we couldn't afford that. In fact, that's why I started debating, because I did one by chance and then I won money. I was like, what? I will excel in this. Mm. And that's how I got, you know, to go through school in high school. And that's how I got to go through varsity. It was through bursaries and scholarships because of public speaking and debating. Like I made a conscious decision to be good at it because I realized that it was bringing a source of income, and I knew that my family needed it. And for me to move to my next level, I needed those opportunities to come about. So I think money for me has always been, how do I use it well? How do I split it well? But how do I enjoy it? I think a lot of times when you come from a background that's not so comfortable, we don't know how to celebrate ourselves and we don't know how to reward ourselves. And that's how the shoe system started. For me, my mom used to do it, like if it's your birthday or something, she'd buy you shoes. And that's how I was like, I need to, if I want a pair of shoes, I should be able to get a pair of shoes because I work hard.
Absolutely.
You know, so yeah.
And there's also, you know, for a lot of people, they look at money and they see it as being a river that they have to dam up.
Yeah.
But if that river doesn't keep flowing,
Multiple streams of income is always the best way to go.
And what I'm saying is it needs to go out and in.
Come in.
Can't just, it's not just going to come in.
No.
You need to actually be able to let go of it. Reward yourself.
Sometimes. Have fun.
Yeah, sure.
Enjoy your life. Go on holiday if you can. Even if it means it's driving just 30 minutes to a small little B&B. Do whatever you got to do that satisfies you, that rewards you. Basically just, I pay myself at the end of the month.
Famous friends?
Do I have famous friends? I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've got famous
friends. Who are your close friends who are also very famous people?
Catherine of Austin has become a... I mean, we spent...
You guys work together.
Yeah, on set in the morning. I mean, if you can tolerate somebody at like 4 o'clock in the morning, you guys can be life friends. That's the trick.
Mabalencia are still not sure about
that. Oh, okay, cool. They're still trying to figure it out. Trust. If you guys can handle each other in the morning, then you're fine. A couple of musicians that have gone really close. Zizo has become a good friend. Twasa has become a mentor to me from the City of FM.
Yes. I met her. Jamali Days as well.
Yes, Jamali Days. But yeah, she's been a voice of reason. A lot of times she's the person's like, don't change who you are. Stick to your lane. You don't have to be what everybody else is. And I think I look at her and I see the longevity. I mean, she's been on Lesedi for years and still killing it, you know. And I want to be that. I want to be able to stay in the industry and stay relevant. It's very difficult to have friends in the industry. Because it's such a fake world where everybody's pretending to be where they're not. And unfortunately, that's how it is. But you gotta choose well. I try not to have too many vibes within the vibe.
Do you like social media?
I like Instagram.
Okay.
Twitter's like so much work. Facebook, I forget it sometimes. I wake up and I go, oh my gosh, it's Facebook. And then I quickly send a picture or something or say something.
you almost feel like, oh shame, I need to.
And there's so many people. Shout out to everybody on Facebook. There's so many people on Facebook and it's just like, but I forget it. I think Instagram for me, maybe because of the line of work I'm in, visuals always speak. I love Instagram. Twitter, I'm really trying to put my game up. But yeah, It's almost like sometimes I just feel like Twitter sometimes, like, when I don't have something to say, what do I say? And then I don't want to be that person who posts goats the whole time or put pictures of my cats the whole time because there's nothing else to say. You know what I mean? So it's like
boring, right?
Stick to the pictures.
They're
nice, filter it nicely, make it.
I'm looking at your Instagram now.
My Instagram is boss. I'm trying. I'm like, I'm
she
doing
the. She says ever so modestly.
Well, what I've started doing is like posting in
threes. I love
threes.
That profile picture. Your outfits, the hair.
Yes, girl.
You gotta.
And I post everything in three just in case you miss the first one or the second one. Best you believe that it was a bum picture. It wasn't by accident. It was intentional. Mm.
And what are we looking at here? 40,000 followers and growing.
And growing. Wow. But I also think it's because I slept on social media for so long.
Were you just not interested or did you not want to be part of
that? Please talk to Mabale because she's got no idea of how to... I mean, Instagram, basically, she doesn't even go on there. Yeah.
No, I think it was because... Can I tell you the honest truth? I didn't look and sound like everybody when I first started in the industry. I still don't. And I think I was conscious of that. I was conscious that I didn't feel like I was a cool kid because I didn't look like everybody else or like the things they liked. So I felt like maybe I'm not as interesting. And the older I'm getting, I'm just like, yo, man, everybody's got a vibe with their own vibe. You know, I know I'm not an it girl, but I know that I've got something valuable to offer to the industry. And I'm comfortable with that now. I know that I don't look like everybody else and I'm comfortable with that. I hate straight weaves and that's okay. I love my big bushy hair and that's fine. You know what I mean? So I think because I'm a little bit more comfortable with that, I'm embracing that and I'm starting to enjoy social media because
I don't
sleep
with all that hair?
Oh, you got to wig it.
What position
you
are
you? You got to wig it.
What do you mean?
Wig it.
Explain.
It means, Gareth, at 4 o'clock, usually I knock off.
You're
so confused. Angas. I knock off.
Try again.
So, like, if you're driving next to me in traffic, and then we get to like William Nicol and like the cross section, right? And then it strikes 4 o'clock.
Yes.
And then we go to the next intersection, and you turn around. I look different.
Explain.
He still needs help.
I still need help.
Like, if you just like, you'd be like, oh, I could have sworn there was like a black chick in the car with like big poofy hair. And then when you turn around, I've got like still poofy hair, just slightly smaller.
Yeah.
Okay. I got you.
So we wig it. I call them hats. They've got names. This is Sally.
So, I mean, in the car as you're driving, you just.
Oh, no. Yeah.
What's Nomsa Nene look like?
Nomsa Nene is like a little bit more. Like, Nomsa Nene is like my. I grew up looking at her and I was just like, I need to be her. I used to actually draw the dot. That she has. Like, she used to do Zama Zama.
Zama Zama Zama.
Yeah, time. You know what I mean? And I used to just idolize her. So I think that's where my love for ethnic, you know.
If you still idolize her, she's selling property in Killarney. I saw her face on the
guys, can I tell you, I read an article that said she passed on.
Because
I knew she was going into a state agent. And I cried. And then the other day I saw her on TV and then I cried again. Because I don't think people understand. Guys, there's two things I want in life. To meet Nomsa Nene and to be in an Omo ad, the Sotho version. So I can do the line. Emunyula mafura, emunyula ditsi. I need to be that person. That's it. If dreams can come true.
I want to make one of those happen. Dude. I want to be there when one of those happens.
No, I'd lose my mind.
Let's make the Nomsa Nene thing happen.
Sure. No, guys, don't even play.
No,
we will. We'll make it happen. Yeah.
No.
I know people who can get us Nomsa Nene.
Guys, warn me so that I can be ready.
I used to watch her. I loved her.
I used to literally draw the beauty spot.
She was one of the most lively, energetic, dynamic, brilliant people on television.
I get goosebumps just thinking about
she
it.
Was great.
She was it.
People
she,
totally underestimate her.
So Nomsa Nene looks like her hair. It's like slightly smaller and poofier, like sort of like a perm.
Right, I got you.
And then there's Diana Ross, obviously. We took a picture together with Diana Ross.
Well, you couldn't see me.
Well, yeah. But we took a picture together with Diana Ross. So yeah.
I like it.
I love those ladies. They are part of my journey.
Do they live on like
everybody's got their own mannequin, like they where they just stay.
Very nice.
Because you got to respect them.
You got to need. I'm imagining you have a lot of space around because you've got this huge room full of shoes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You got the wigs. You got the.
But it's
clothes.
All in one place. So that when you come to my place and I close the door, you never know it's a dungeon in
it's
there.
It's all happening.
No.
But it's very organized.
Very, very organized. It has to be. And I've got cats, so everything needs to be in its place.
Last thing you want is the cats tearing up your stuff.
We would find Darcy.
Darcy on Diana Ross.
Do they scratch stuff and
No, I took Darcy. I took Mr. Darcy to Kitty School.
Oh,
so when
there's such a thing, cats.
Sorry, they have schools.
Yeah, where they just teach them what to scratch and what not to scratch, and they teach you tricks and what to.
Hang on, I thought cats were undisciplined and you could never get.
No,
them to
but
do
you try. You really try, and it's also routine. Cats are very. It's systems. If you put systems in place, they follow. And because Darcy, to a certain degree, was trained, when Bingley came, he kind of followed suit. Like he. He's well behaved, yeah.
How long are they at school for?
I took Darcy for, it was an 8-week course.
Yeah.
See the voice come out when I talk like this?
Yeah,
yeah. It was an 8-week course.
All right, carry on.
So you take them every Wednesday and then they go and then they're so cute and they come back with like little medals and they do well. But it's just like, it's like daycare.
Medals.
Guys, if you have cats, trust me, try it. No, wow. Oh, no.
Started looking
but then he sounds hungry.
You actually started looking for a cat.
Yeah, I'm just like, where my baby's at?
Why not dogs? Why cats?
Because cats are clean.
You think?
Yeah, they are. Cats are clean and they are disciplined and they're independent.
Do they bring dead things into
it? No, they don't bring dead things into it. My cats hate height.
Really?
They don't like it. I don't know what I did.
I wouldn't have had you down as a cat person, really.
I know. Most people get shocked. I actually Insta-based them the other day. They're so cute.
They are cute.
They're adorable.
All right, so follow Rory Sang on Instagram. She doesn't really care about Twitter and Facebook. And
no, I do. Please follow me.
Follow her on Instagram mostly.
Yes, that's where most interaction is.
The others, occasionally, she'll put up something that surprises you.
Yeah, I know.
All right, and everybody must remember to eat properly because otherwise you're going to get enormous and uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And you won't be full
of energy
for the
day. And you're just a better person. I think if you are well sustained and you're taking care of yourself, you're generally a better person to deal with. And it inspires you to do more because your body wants to do more. Therefore, you do more.
You can find out all the info on Brand New Day. That's BRANNEWDAY. That's BRANNEWDAY.co.za, the home of it all. For more information about Brand and Fiber to Fun recipes and a whole lot more. And the interesting people we've spoken to over the last few weeks, all those podcasts up on cliffcentral.com. Thank you, Rory Sang.
Thank you for having me, honey. Yes.
And yeah, we'll hopefully catch up with you again soon.
Yeah, no, I'm saying it. Gareth, don't go back
on
that. No.
We're going to do it. Zama, zama, zama.
That's the one.
I loved that show. I really did.
I did.
I don't know that there were a lot of white people watching it, but I was one of them. Really, I was.
You know
I
the song. Her. I mean, that already just puts you right up there.
She was so Friday good.
Points.
Yeah, no.
She was so good. I would love to buy a house from her just so that I could say I bought my house from Nonsense.
I think that is a plan.
I'm going to go down the street there and I'll see if she doesn't have some skogok to sell to me somewhere.
Yeah.
Huh?
I think I'd just use it just to walk around with her, like listening to her explain.
A house on show. Yeah, just on one Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, I'd be like, is Norm Sanena going to physically do it herself? If not, not interested.
If the transfer says,
call me
Norm Sanena, then you're interested.
I'm just like, yes, I bought a house from Norm Sanena. Put a dot on that.
All right, let's get on with it. Thank you, Rory Sang. Nice to see you. And of course, if you want more, go to brandnewday.co.za. Kellogg's All Brand Flakes. It's one of the secret ingredients that keeps Rory Sang in the perfect shape that she is and gets her feeling healthy and powers her through her day. All right, so if you want to find out more, you know where to go. Hancho! Quavo!
You know I've been taking some time and I've been keeping... This is CliffCentral.com.